Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Jimmy Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing diabetes and heart health. Dr. Smith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So my first question is, do individuals with diabetes have an elevated risk for heart disease?
They do. Diabetes is one of the risk factors for coronary heart disease, and patients with diabetes have a 2 to 4 times higher likelihood of having heart disease than someone without diabetes. Diabetes is one of the so-called major risk factors for heart disease, and the other ones that people think about are smoking and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and a family history and so on, but diabetes is one of them.
So it's considered to be one of the 7 major controllable risk factors. What is it about diabetes that increases the risk of heart disease?
Well, some of it we don't know, but some of it is the company that it keeps, in that people with type 2 diabetes tend to be a little older. They tend to be a little more sedentary. They tend to be a little overweight, and they tend to have high cholesterol, and they tend to have high blood pressure. And so all of those things kind of add together, but diabetes in it is also additive to that. The mechanism of it is not real clear, but it is.
So what heart disease risk factors can be controlled?
Well, diabetes is one of them. High blood pressure can be controlled. You don't have to smoke. You can control cholesterol, and you can largely control your diet. And those are the things that are controllable. You can't do anything about your gender or who your parents are or getting older.
Right. So what foods can help lower the risk for heart disease?
Well, you know, that's a moving target, and it kind of depends sometimes on who you talk to and what someone's biases are. But the things that are clearly helpful is a higher plant-based diet, particularly high fiber. High fiber diets tend to lower cholesterol. They tend to be rich in fruits and vegetables, and that in and of itself is helpful. And then low salt is helpful for helping prevent high blood pressure. Certainly things that are real sugary aren't ideal for someone with diabetes, or something that's real starchy. You know, that the question that you asked there is probably the most complex, because that, if you've probably noticed, the diet recommendations seem to change every few years, and they change based on also people's preferences.
Yeah, you hear about good fats, bad fats, that kind of thing. But there are certain guidelines, I guess, that are pretty much across the board in that respect, correct?
That's correct. And really the big thing is a diet that's really high in fiber, high in plant things. That really does make a difference. Low in salt really makes a difference. And truthfully, not overeating really makes a big difference as well. It's portion control is very helpful as well.
So I know salt really can make your blood pressure spike, right? And are there other ways to lower blood pressure and cholesterol?
Well, certainly lifestyle, diet is helpful. Regular exercise is huge. Of everything, regular exercise is probably the closest thing to a silver bullet from a lifestyle standpoint. It's probably, of all the things you can do, that's probably more important. You get the bigger bang for the buck. And exercise itself lowers blood pressure. Exercise itself lowers cholesterol. And you just burn away some of the calories that you take.
Right. Good old-fashioned diet and exercise. You
Correct.
Can't beat it. Are there warning signs of developing heart disease?
Yes, ma'am. Of all the warning signs, that's probably the most important is getting out of breath when you shouldn't be. Probably more so than anything else. We think about chest pain more, but really being out of breath. If someone's getting out of breath and they shouldn't be, it may be that they're just out of shape. But all heart disease makes people out of breath. So people that get blockages in their arteries in the heart, they get out of breath. People that develop heart failure or a weak heart get out of breath. People that develop problems with their heart valves get out of breath. So that's really the biggie. And certainly we all get out of breath when we exert ourselves. So it's really the big thing to look for is getting out of breath when you really shouldn't is the biggie to me.
Right. Maybe when going up a short flight of steps
or something that didn't make you out of breath a month ago or 6 months ago.
Dr. Smith, what does monitoring look like for a diabetic patient who maybe hasn't yet been diagnosed with heart disease? I mean, should they still receive regular screenings?
To some degree, yes. Certainly watching for symptoms, which we already talked about. Like I mentioned earlier, that part of the risk of diabetes is the rest of the company that it keeps. And so patients with diabetes tend to have high cholesterol. So screening for cholesterol and treating that appropriately with diet and exercise and medications when appropriate is very helpful. And also controlling high blood pressure is very important along with diabetes. The multiple risk factors are actually more than additive. They multiply upon each other. So part of the screening is certainly blood sugar, and the primary care physician is going to help manage that well and controlling the sugar, but also helping control the other things that go along with it. The high cholesterol and the high blood pressure are the biggies.
And what about diabetic patients with diagnosed heart disease? What is there a typical treatment plan or?
In any disease process, the people that already have that disease are more likely to have more of it. So for instance, someone that's already had a heart attack is more likely to have another heart attack. Someone that's had a stroke is more likely to have another stroke. Someone that's had a cancer is more likely to have another cancer at some point in time. Someone with diabetes who has never had a heart attack is at the same risk of a heart attack as the non-diabetic who's already had one. So it is a warning sign, and it is one of those things that the presence of diabetes should make us more aggressive about managing the other things and maybe more aggressive with cholesterol reduction and maybe more aggressive with blood pressure control and maybe a little bit more aggressive with exercise and not smoking. But it's very individualized. And depending on what the goals of the patient are, and depending on what the symptoms are, and depending on the age of the patient and what their other responsibilities are, it's really quite varied and very much individualized.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Susan.
To learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.